So, at what point did you realize that this was actually the winning ticket?
I kind of knew the numbers from Tuesday, and for some reason I remembered them. And like I say, it was Friday when I was just sitting there in my easy chair watching TV and going through my lottery tickets. And I just told her, I said, "We won $1 million." That was it. Just wasn't real excited, like jumping up and down. I just, matter of fact, I said, "Oh, we won $1 million." And
That
didn't
was
really realize what it was, I guess.
So that's about it. Aren't we boring?
So it was just kind of a matter of fact. Oh,
Yeah.
this is a $1 million ticket here.
I just went on.
Was your wife excited?
No, she wasn't really.
Just $1 million, just another $1 million for the day, huh?
Not another million. It's $1 million, but we're comfortable with what we got. We're old enough. We don't need to think we're going to do lots of big things with it. We got some things that we know we're going to do with it. Should be a trip. And there's some land I'm looking at, and just places where the kids are out. Kid money for the kids.
Yep.
Grandkids.
It's just grandkids. It's just all allocated. And,
It's good to have a plan,
yeah.
especially, I mean, when you come into some money like this that you weren't expecting before.
Yeah, that's what it, I guess that's mostly what it is. Money wasn't expected.
Yeah. That's excellent. So where are you gonna take a trip? Where are you
Oh,
headed?
it's probably been the States.
Okay.
We don't go outside the country.
Okay. Very cool.
If the U.S. can't provide it, then we probably won't do it.
There you go. So you were at home when you checked your ticket. Did you look online for the numbers or?
No, well, I verify it, but like I say, I knew the numbers
Okay.
from Tuesday, and why I meant, I just remember numbers fairly well. And for some reason, those numbers just stuck with me. When I looked at it, I seen it, and I thought, we won. That's just about all. No jumping up and down.
Think you would have jumped up and down if you would have hit that sixth number?
I don't know if, I don't know what I would have done much differently. I might have been a little bit stressed then,
Yeah.
because that's big money.
That is big money.
You were close on the last number, you said.
Yeah, four numbers.
Okay. Wow.
Because my number was five, or the number was five, the last part of the mega game ball was five, and I had a nine. But that was just, well, I've been 76 or 25, or whatever it is, the last number.
Do you play Mega Millions on a regular basis, or did kind of the larger jackpot catch your eye? What prompted you to play?
Well, that was the reason I had second was going after more tickets, was I realized when I went into the store to the gas station that I already had another lottery drawing for the same night, and I thought, well, I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to go ahead and buy it. So I went in and bought these tickets on that Monday or Tuesday, and it ended up being the winner, at least my winner.
Do you consider yourself lucky?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I knew the chances were not that great, but still a chance, and I like to play them. I like to play the lottery.
And the numbers that you chose, being that day, you said that you knew you had one. Why buy another?
I
Just had that
don't
feeling?
know. I just something tells me just go ahead and buy.
Talk about your life. Tell me, did you grow up in Illinois? What'd you do for a living? That sort of thing.
I was a computer analyst for Deere & Company. Yeah, I was there for 26 years. And we farmed
38
about,
years.
yeah, about 270 acres for a while, down about 2 hours away from home. So we would go down on weekends and make kind of a boring life for kids, but one kid didn't like it, one kid did. But we farmed for 38 years. That was part time, and And like I say, Russ, I...
How long ago did you retire?
2001 or 2000.
Can we ask your age?
73. Yeah, it's kind of old.
How do you plan to break the news to your children? I know you said you haven't told them yet, so...
Just...
We're not sure. We've talked about that. We're not sure how we're going to tell them.
But see, I'm surprised you didn't get excited there.
I don't.
Just another day, right?
Yeah, we just don't get excited that much about it.
So as you talk about luck, fate's kind of interesting that you went ahead and bought that extra ticket.
Yeah, that's what was kind of interesting in the whole thing, is the fact that we bought the extra ticket.
I call that swinging doors. You ever seen the movie Swinging Doors?
You either open the door and it goes one way or you go the other way.
It's what you choose to do that day. If you take a taxicab home, or if you take a bus home, or if you drive home, what happens? And there's a movie about that, how it affects your life.
How do you think it'll affect your life?
Kind of frustrating, even though it's good frustration. I say we got things planned, but we don't know. We don't have necessarily anything to plan.